probable cause affidavit indicate, this was a simple confrontation that took place on the street. There was an altercation. That altercation turned physical. The initial altercation did not involve any weapons. But unfortunately, after that initial confrontation concluded, an individual made the decision, made the choice to retrieve a weapon. And we are standing here with one person who has lost their life and two people who have been seriously injured as a result of those actions. We are in a position to file these charges because of the work that our friends at the police department did. So with that, I will turn it over to Kendall to walk us through the investigation.
Thank you, Prosecutor Mears. I would like to express my candid disgust and at the senseless and tragic events that has led us here today. The life taken due to senseless gun violence of a hero is disgraceful and cowardly. To those injured, you are courageous, and you can continue to be in our thoughts. Today's announcement sends a clear message that if you irresponsibly discharge a firearm and injure or kill someone, it's not acceptable. The arrest and subsequent filing of formal charges would not have been possible without the collaboration, dedication, and motivation of IMPD, the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, and our federal law enforcement partners. Lead homicide detective Wright and assisting detectives, crime lab test technicians, investigators with IMPD's Violent Crimes Unit, IMPD's Incident Analysis Center, FBI, United States Marshal Service, Indiana National Guard, Marion County Coroner's Office, and Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Amy Jacobson, who for three consecutive days, often without proper amounts of sleep, worked seamlessly to coordinate and collaborate available evidence that led to the suspect's apprehension. I would also like to recognize Homicide Sergeant Mike Duke and Homicide Detective Andrew McCalebs, who not only provided investigative support toward this case, but for their unwavering attentiveness to the families, often during their days off, and before coming in for their late shift assignment. Thank you. To the servicemen who courageously rendered aid to their injured comrades, thank you. Lastly, to the community who came forward with everything from video evidence to eyewitness accounts to helping families with whatever they needed, we as a law enforcement community cannot say thank you enough. We stand today mourning the tragic loss of a life due to gun violence, but we also stand here boldly saying there is hope when we turn to each other for strength. Today is the beginning of a long road, and together, IMPD and the Marion County Prosecutor's Office will not stop working to strengthen this case. So anyone that has additional information about this case is encouraged to call IMPD at 317-327-3475. Thank you.
Just one point before we take questions, too. This is obviously the first day of the case for the prosecutor's office with the formal filing of the charges. I hope no one interprets this as the end of the investigation or that other additional charges against other individuals will not be filed in the future. This is just the first step in the process, and certainly we are continuing to evaluate everybody's conduct involved. All of us were focused to make sure we were in a position to file charges against the individual that we are alleging as the shooter, but that certainly doesn't mean that we're done, and additional trial charges against additional individuals will not be filed in the future. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
You got a gun?
No.
How did you put this together? How did you fall on Mr. Duff?
Yeah, so it's a combination of detective work, combination of technology, and eyewitness accounts that kind of led us towards the individuals involved. Yeah, so obviously public safety cameras, license plate readers, innovative detective work, consultation with the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, eyewitness accounts, eyewitness statements, all of that led to help us put this case together. There was no one particular source that was more important than the other, but all of those pieces led us to identify the suspects.
Was there anything on social media?
I mean, that's a part of what we always look at in any investigation. But the four areas that I mentioned were the primary drivers towards what led us to the alleged suspect.
For 4 days and not to find him.
Well, again, using covert technology. Obviously, Russ, we don't want to reveal everything that we use as these investigations unfold, because obviously there are other shootings that are out there that we need to use these technologies. But I'll say technology and detectives that work 24 hours for 3 days a week.
Was there anybody else helping him while he was on the run?
Not to my knowledge. There were individuals that we interviewed, that we talked to, that were associated with him. But in terms of helping him, I have no information towards that.
Do you have a condition update on the two soldiers that were injured in the shooting?
So one serviceman has already gone back, and then the other serviceman is scheduled to go back today.
Okay.
So they're in good condition, expected to make a full recovery.
And you made back to the elements?
Yes, okay. Correct. Back home.
All right. Can you explain to us what your witnesses or what your detectives saw in the surveillance cameras about the initial dispute, how that played out, and then how the next 2 to 3 minutes unfolded northbound on North Meridian Street?
Well, as alleged in the probable cause affidavit that you already have, I mean, there was a fight that occurred outside. Then the alleged suspects go back to their vehicle, and we believe a gun is retrieved, and then the shots are fired there in front of the hotel. So that's what's alleged in the probable cause that you have, and that's what we're saying today.
Kendall, how many people were involved?
There were anywhere from 9 to 10, plus the alleged individuals that are considered the suspects.
9 to 10 people fighting those three soldiers?
No. Yeah, 9 to 10 individuals total, including the servicemen. Now, obviously, that number can change because eyewitness, the cameras, all of that.
And what tripped off the dispute?
It was, you know, we don't exactly know what tipped off the pursuit. Amy, I don't think we know that exactly, do we?
Verbal comments.
Yeah, it was just words exchanged between the group that led to, you know, the fight and then the subsequent shooting.
Prosecutor, the guy that was driving the truck, no charges on him?
Well, I think that goes back to my earlier statement. I mean, we're evaluating everybody's conduct, and what did people know and when did they know it, and what was their conduct after the fact. And so we're going through everything right now. The one good thing about this case is we've been provided a ton of evidence. We're going through all of that evidence. And so my earlier comments, I think, speak to people who were potentially involved in this process before, during, and after these events occurred.
Maybe I missed this. Why are there no gun charges?